Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we drop the latest NFL news on you daily. But thanks to this podcast and thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Just thank you guys for tuning in. And we're going to start with Russell Wilson. We got a Big Apple bombshell. Russell Wilson would prefer to play for the New York Giants and could be preparing to leave the Seattle Seahawks. So Colin Cowherd dropped a bombshell on the NFL world when he reported that Russell Wilson would prefer to leave the Seattle Seahawks and play for the New York Giants. Apparently, Wilson and his wife, Sierra, want to be in the city that never sleeps because it's better for her career as an entertainer. Russell Wilson would also elevate his brand by dominating in front of the New York media, which will hail him like a god. Obviously, this is a stunner because Pete Carroll will have to find another quarterback if Wilson does push his way out of the Pacific Northwest. If there's anything good from the situation, it's the fact that Carroll won't have to pay Wilson another mega contract, but replacing his star quarterback won't be an easy task. The Seahawks will either have to trade up in the draft or sign a free agent. Based on the fact that John Schneider in the front office considered trading up for Patrick Mahomes, that's probably the route they'll go. Plus, it's cheaper than, say, signing someone like Nick Foles. You know, it's just cheaper to go with the drafted quarterback's contract over signing a free agent. And then for Wilson, he'll get to play with Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard, and Evan Ingram. If anyone can get the most out of those guys, it's definitely Russell Wilson. You know, we're talking about a quarterback who can completely take over games, and Pat Shurmur finally would be able to execute his offense with such a competent player under center. When you also factor in some of the other pieces that Dave Gettleman would bring in for Wilson, the Giants should become dangerous rather quickly. A move like this could completely change the landscape in the NFC East. And it's one of the most shocking stories of the offseason. You know, Russell Wilson is in the final year of his contract, and that's why things are heading in this direction. So, you know, Colin Cowherd, he's, you know, huge in the media, one of the best in the industry. And if he's been, you know, getting a hold of this information, it's probably true. It's kind of crazy that Sierra is, you know, pushing for Russell Wilson to leave Seattle and go to New York because it's good for her career. But, you know, when she got with Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson's career was on fire and her career was fading a little bit. So for her at this point to kind of make demands, I guess whatever, it's their relationship, it's their business. They can do whatever they want. And if Russell Wilson believes, you know, it's the best for him and his family, he's got to do what he's got to do. But at the same time, it's kind of like Russell Wilson's the guy that's holding it down. If anything, you guys should make sure that he's in the best situation for him, you know. Obviously, what they have in Seattle has worked for Russell Wilson up to this point. We've seen times when really good players change cities, change systems, change coaches, all that stuff, and they just don't have the same impact somewhere else. So it's a huge risk for Russell Wilson to just say, hey, I'm done in Seattle. Sorry, Pete. We had a good run, but I'm out of here. Peace. I'm going to New York, and everything's going to be better. Everything's going to be up on the up and up. You know, in theory, it would be, but, you know, we know once we get into real life, things don't always work out exactly how we plan them to. And, you know, like I said, if there's any good news for Pete Carroll, he doesn't have to pay another mega contract to Russell Wilson. So that's going to help him be even more under the cap, the salary cap, which is going to give them a lot of funds to add, you know, some key pieces later on. So they're only getting better. But in Russell Wilson's defense, maybe Pete Carroll said, you know, hey, we don't want to resign you. It's not that you're a bad player. It's that we just want to go on a rookie quarterback deal, which is huge for a team because that's, you know, the cheapest. They're going to get a quarterback contract, and that gives the team, like I said, more funds to spend, you know, on defense, wide receiver, offensive line, wherever you want to put those extra funds. So definitely a shocking turn of events. Russell Wilson's one of the last people you'd think would say, you know, I need to be playing here or there, make like a trade demand. But, you know, he's got his old lady Sierra in the background making those demands. So you got to make sure your wife's happy first and foremost. But like I said, it's kind of a shocker, one of the first real, you know, twists of the offseason that kind of caught us by surprise. We'll see if things materialize and he ends up getting shipped out to New York or whether or not he sticks around in Seattle. The other topic we have up, David Montgomery won't be the first running back taken off the board in the NFL draft, but you better believe he's going to turn into a special player. It's not very often that you hear about an Iowa State player that completely blows fans away, but David Montgomery is cut from a different cloth. You know, the former Cyclone had back-to-back 1,000-yard rushing seasons during his time in Ames. He was the biggest reason the team had a winning record the past two seasons. You know, a good ball carrier has the ability to change the outcome of games because establishing the run is so fundamental in this sport. You know, we saw firsthand what Saquon Barkley did for the New York Giants. And Montgomery is another guy who can be a bell cow running back. You know, while Barkley is extremely fast and is very good at catching the ball in the backfield, Montgomery is more of a shifty running back who relies on his quickness. He's not a guy that's going to break a 70 or 80-yard run, but he consistently slashes the defense for 10 and 20 yards. A lot of times on film, you'll see David Montgomery use choppy footwork to make would-be tacklers miss. You know, that agility causes flowing linebackers to try to bring Montgomery down with arm tackles. Rarely does that end up going well. And when you look at teams like Tampa Bay, the New York Jets, and the Philadelphia Eagles, they all could benefit from adding such a dynamic talent. You know, the fact that Montgomery will probably go in the second or third round also means those organizations would be getting tremendous value if they did select him. It really feels like Montgomery is a first-round talent that is simply being overlooked throughout this pre-draft process. Every spring it happens to more than a handful of prospects, but there's a reason the 21-year-old has a huge following, and it's because his play on the field speaks for itself. So David Montgomery, if you watch college football, you know this guy's the real deal. Back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, just consistently chops up the defense for 10- and 20-yard runs. Like I said, doesn't really have the home run hitter speed where he can go 70, 80, 90 yards of the house. But the consistency that he racks up first downs and moves the chains, you know, so, you know, critical for a football team. And you look at Iowa State, you know, they're not a huge program in terms of prestige. You know, they're not – you know, an upper echelon program in terms of prestige, I guess you can say. But David Montgomery and his ability to run the football gave that team back-to-back seasons of an eight and five record. So, you know, this guy has elevated Iowa State up into a bowl team. They're going to a bowl game. And, you know, they're a winning team. They have a winning record. They had a winning record the past 2 years. Obviously, someone is, you know, uplifting that team to new heights. That guy was David Montgomery. You plug in the film, you watch, David Montgomery was taking over. Some would say, yeah, Hakeem Butler did it too. But running backs have such a huge impact. It's crazy that we undervalue them. And that's because their careers are usually shorter because of all the punishment they have to take from carrying the ball. But running backs make such a huge impact. And that's why I did use the Saquon Barkley comparison in my article that I read to you guys. Because Saquon Barkley, he came in and had that huge impact and completely reinvigorated the Giants offense. You know, two years ago, not so much this past year, but 2 years ago, we saw what Leonard Fournette could do for the Jaguars when he was at the top of his game. There's been plenty of other running backs, Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley. You see these guys, and they're so effective because they have the ball in their hands so much, and they're great athletes. They can endure the hits, and they can make something out of nothing. It's just so huge for a team's success. And I think David Montgomery is a guy, like I said, that's being overlooked. He can come in and do a lot of those same things. To me, he's proven it at Iowa State. On film, sometimes you see him lower his head and just punish some of these tacklers. Sometimes he'll use like a side juke step and just, you know, these defenders are just completely whiffing, just hitting all air. They're not even connecting with David Montgomery. They're just completely hitting air. And it's crazy to see these guys whiff like that because they're D1 athletes too, but David Montgomery is breaking these guys down with this choppy footwork that he has. And I just think that's going to be huge for some team out there. In particular, I know Tampa Bay needs some help. You know, with Bruce Arians there, you know, that's a place to be if you're an offensive player because Bruce Arians is going to clean up the Buccaneers' offense. I think Bruce Arians, with the second or third round pick, he's got to look at David Montgomery. The Jets, you know, the Jets are worried about Le'Veon Bell being overweight. They wanted to make a run at Le'Veon Bell. Don't pay Le'Veon Bell, you know, $25 million for 2 years and blow all that cap space you have. Go in the second round. Do it in the second round just to make sure you get him. Take whoever you want in the first round. In the second round, go get David Montgomery. And he's going to give you an impact similar. You know, I guess you can't say similar because Le'Veon Bell and David Montgomery are two opposite players. But he's going to give you something to the point where you can get by. You know, similar to maybe what James Conner did when Le'Veon went down. So it's a viable option, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And it's a lot cheaper. You know, that second-round pick and the contract that comes with that second-round pick is going to be a lot cheaper than signing Le'Veon Bell to a $25 million a year contract. I think he wants like 2 years. I don't know. He wants $50 million. I think it's 2 years, $50 million. I don't know. Who knows what it is, but don't pay him that much money. Go get David Montgomery if you're the Jets, and you're going to be fine. And then Philadelphia. Philadelphia was playing musical chairs at their running back position, and they don't have a lot of cap space, so you can't go out and sign a free agent without cutting, you know, I think Jason Kelsey or Michael Bennett. You don't want to cut those guys. You want to keep those guys. Maybe you could get rid of Nelson Aguilar, but why not keep them all and then just draft David Montgomery in the second round, and then you don't have to worry about the running back position if you're the Eagles. You know, Carson Wentz will take care of the quarterback position. David Montgomery is going to get his on the ground for the Eagles. That's an impact player in the second round that can be the difference between getting back to the playoffs and going on a deep run or not if you're Philadelphia. So, like I said, the only other way Philadelphia can do something is if they cut some of their key guys. That's going to cost them too much, and it's going to take them out of contention. Draft David Montgomery in the second round if you're Philadelphia, and you're not going to have any problems on the ground anymore. I promise you, as long as Montgomery stays healthy, he's just such a competitor. And I think that's where I see some of Saquon Barkley and David Montgomery, even though Saquon Barkley is a once-in-a-generation athlete, Saquon Barkley and David Montgomery are similar in the sense that they're both top-tier elite competitors. So that's all I have today, though. Thank you guys for tuning in. Check out our website, endzoneblog.com. Also, check out our Twitter at endzoneblognfl. We also have Instagram. Thank you guys for listening. I'm John Kuzma. I'm signing off.